The COVID-19 vaccination program moves into another phase today, with those over the age of 50 now able to get the AstraZeneca vaccine from their GP. As the rollout progresses, there's still a lot of uncertainty about what it will actually mean for the international border, with some Australians calling for restrictions to stay in place a while longer. Here's political reporter Jade McMillan.
Canberra GP Tinus van Rensburg has a list of patients waiting to get their COVID-19 vaccines.
Our bookings are booked out probably about 3 or 4 weeks ahead.
And we've had a really good response in terms of people rocking up for their appointments. It's very, very rare that we have people not rocking up. I'd say at least about 95-98% of our appointments are being kept.
From today, he'll be able to offer the AstraZeneca shot to anyone over the age of 50. And his supplies are being boosted to keep up with demand.
We were happy to have had our allocation of 50 vaccines a week to increase to about 150. So hopefully those increased allocations will start being delivered next week.
The number of vaccine doses administered across the country has passed the 3 million mark, still well short of initial expectations. Last week's federal budget assumed the rollout would be largely completed by the end of this year, with the international border starting to open up by the middle of next year. Despite some coalition backbenchers warning Australia risks becoming a so-called hermit nation, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the completion of the vaccine program won't mean an immediate return to normal.
Even in that circumstance, you're still talking about many Australians, millions of Australians, who wouldn't have been vaccinated because A, they're children, or B, they've chosen not to be. And you're also making assumptions about what the rest of the world looks like with COVID at the end of this year, the introduction of new variants and strains.
With a federal election due within 12 months, the government believes a large number of Australians are in no hurry for borders to reopen, like 24-year-old Chantelle Crooks. Before the pandemic, she travelled to the United States at least once a year, but she's prepared to stay home for a bit longer.
Really, the last 12 months have gone that quick. I don't think it's going to be that much of an issue. Like, if that's what's like needed, then 12 months, it'll be fine.
Martina Feschner has had her first vaccine dose, but wants border restrictions to stay in place until the situation improves overseas.
I grew up in Germany. My friends in Frankfurt are really stuck. She can't get a job, she can't go outside. It's actually scary. We feel privileged to be here.
Professor Mike Toole is an epidemiologist at the Burnet Institute. He says the government should be taking a cautious, but at the same time ambitious approach.
It's not a door that's going to open or shut. There are more nuanced approaches. For example, a traffic light system that the UK has, which is based on risk from the countries where travellers are coming from. We could look at home quarantine, home-based testing, your travel corridors to countries that are highly vaccinated and have very few cases.
And while Professor Toole believes the vaccination program should be the number one priority, he also wants to see urgent improvements to hotel quarantine.
Ideally, we should have a Howard Springs-like facility in every state. But even if the government agreed to do that, and there was nothing in the budget for that, it would take at least 6 months. So in the meantime, we need to fix the hotel quarantine system by having a national standard or a code of practice that in particular addresses airborne transmission.
That's the Burnet Institute's Professor Mike Toole, speaking there with political reporter Jade McMillan.